Honorable Chairperson, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to address the World Summit on Food Security on behalf of the government of the Republic of Korea. I would like to express my appreciation to Director General Jack Diouf and the staff of the FAO for organizing this conference. As you are all aware, the top policy priority for all nations is to ensure sufficient food supply for their people. The international community as a whole has strived to procure global food security, as evidenced by the efforts of international agencies such as FAO, WFP, and IFAD to fight hunger and poverty. However, more than 1 billion people still suffer from hunger and poverty. In particular, the food crisis of 2008 was brought on by underinvestment in agriculture and food security and exacerbated by the global financial crisis. The challenge we are confronting cannot be solved overnight. It requires a comprehensive approach and collective efforts by all nations. Korea recognizes that poverty and hunger in low-income food deficit countries call for an urgent humanitarian assistance. If left unaddressed, these issues could derail the international community's effort to fight poverty and achieve sustainable development. In this regard, I am heartened by the fact that the global leaders made political commitment to fight hunger and accelerate agricultural development at the July G8 summit held in L'Aquila, Italy. It is very timely that FAO hosts today's conference, as it will be able to build on the momentum created by the L'Aquila G8 summit and Pittsburgh G20 summit. I sincerely hope today's discussion will contribute to the establishment of global governance for food security. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, just 4 or 5 decades ago, Korea suffered severe food shortages. However, Korea was able to overcome stable food supply problems in a relatively short period of time. By sharing the experience and lessons learned from this process with the international community, Korea will be able to contribute to the international community's effort to secure adequate supplies of safe food. The Korean government is also committed to expanding international aid in the agricultural sector as a part of its effort to enhance global food security. Korea's international aid programs are based on a comprehensive approach to food security, offering both short-term and long-term projects. The short-term projects are aimed at providing direct emergency food aid to vulnerable groups, while the mid- to long-term projects are designed to promote agricultural productivity and market access. Korea also plans to make contributions to regional initiatives for food security by earmarking 150,000 tons of rice for the emergency rice stockpiling system in Asia. As was noted at the last session of the FAO Council in September, food crises historically occur on a cycle of approximately every 10 to 15 years. food crisis usually result from production shortages, but they can also occur when the market or the distribution system does not function well. Therefore, an accurate and comprehensive analysis of the course of crop price volatility is required, as well as research on the measures to address such volatile movement. To this end, I would like to propose a joint research project under the auspices of FAO for the purpose of conducting this analysis and developing adequate measures. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, food security is by no means a short-term issue that can be resolved by the effort of any one nation. It requires the sustained attention of all members of the international community. It is now time for the international community to step up and take action. In this regard, I look forward to the Committee on World Food Security taking the initiative towards truly global agriculture and food security partnership that will take the lead in coordinating the effective implementation of the various programs relating to food security. Thank you very much.